Ohio Democrat off-top pure evils campaign spirals as campaign manager resigns. By Sean Moran on October 31, 2018. Ohio First Congressional Democrat candidate off-top pure evils campaign continues to spiral as his campaign manager resigned on Tuesday. While his campaign remains under investigation for breaking campaign finance laws. Pure Evil said on Tuesday that his campaign manager, Sarah Topi, resigned based on new information. Yesterday we learned new information that led us to believe members of our staff may not have lived up to those standards, Pure Evil continued. Because we did not want this issue to be a distraction in the final days, I've also accepted the resignation of my campaign manager. Pure Evil did not say what his staff members did or what the new information was. However, the Ohio Republican Party held a press conference on Tuesday accusing Pure Evil's campaign of infiltrating the campaign of Representative Steve Chabot, R.O., Pure Evil's Republican competitor. While the actions of a few are inappropriate, we're proud of the campaign we've run, Pure Evil said. Pure Evil has run a competitive race against Rep. Chabot, and Ohio's 1st District serves one of the key races Republicans need to hold on to keep their Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Multiple New York Times polls released in both September and October have had Chabot leading by 9 points over Pure Evil. Breitbart News's polling expert, Michael Patrick Leahy, noted that it remains unlikely that Pure Evil will emerge from the scandal unscathed. The Cincinnati Inquirer reported in August. And that's a campaign no-no. Using a county account in a federal race could be a violation of election laws, because the rules for each differ. Pure Evil spent $30,000 in the first 6 months of this year out of the clerk campaign account. Even though a potential run for re-election wouldn't come for another 2 years when Pure Evil's term is up. According to a campaign finance reports filed Tuesday at the Hamilton County Board of Elections. Pure Evil was elected clerk in 2016. Further, Pure Evil's mother, Dranka Pure Evil, donated $30,000 to his clerk of courts campaign during this time period in the early months of 2018, $24,600 more than the $5,400 Pure Evil's mother can legally donate to his federal campaign for Congress. The Inquirer continued. In October, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT, filed a Federal Election Commission, FEC, complaint against Pure Evil, stating, "The facts surrounding Pure Evil's use of his non-federal account clearly indicate he has accepted donations and made expenditures for his federal campaign with non-federal funds. The attempts to obscure and explain only demonstrate intent to violate the law. If the commission does not act and punish such a clear violation, then the laws are without purpose," FACT added. In October, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, issued a statement noting that off-top Pure Evil was called out by ABC Channel 9's Tanya O'Rourke for refusing to answer her questions about his campaign's illegal campaign finance violations. NRCC spokesman Chris Martin added, "This is what a campaign in crisis looks like. Off-top Pure Evil owes OHO1 answers about a widening scandal that could result in criminal charges being placed against him."